Where is Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, and Drake? Oh, don't look for them on TikTok. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the first day of February. Thanks for being with us as we broadcast from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association meeting in Orlando. In other business news, shares of exercise company Peloton fell to its lowest price ever. The U.S. economy continues to grow, and surprise, so does the Mexican economy. Good news, mortgage rates are easing. We'll share that story. Is Elon Musk spooking investors? B. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the reversal in self-checkout is ready. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour on Threads. It's Insight on Business. And, of course, our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, if you're looking to get the music of folks like Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, or even Drake, they are soon to disappear from TikTok. Universal Music Group, or UMG, which represents three big-name artists, said that it would no longer allow its music on TikTok following an expiration of a licensing deal between the two companies. The Associated Press is reporting that the takedown of Universal Music Group artists has already started. It's a big deal for the artists and their fans. Complete removal will likely be a process, so it may take a few days for TikTokers to see the full effects. It's also important to note that music licensing is a complicated business, and artists often have different songs that move through different labels. While a singer's UGM tracks will be removed, songs licensed exclusively with other music giants like Warner and Sony-owned labels couldn't be and shouldn't be impacted. At one time, Peloton was the giant in the health industry. Now, things have changed. The AP is reporting that shares of the company hit its low watermark after the company reported another loss and gave investors a lukewarm forecast. Sales fell to $744 million in the second quarter, which company executives consider its most important quarter. That amounts to a 6% decline from just a year ago, and a whopping 34% fall from 2 years ago. New York-based Peloton lost 54 cents per share in the period and hasn't posted a quarterly per share profit in 3 years. Now, to put all this in context, Peloton shares were going for $171 each in early 2021. A year ago, you could buy a share of Peloton for $16. Today, well, today, the shares were going for $4.27. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street recovered from that massive sell-off we saw yesterday as investors take their eyes off the central bank and refocus on earnings. Those numbers from today, well, they're coming at you in just a bit. U.S. economy continues to grow, as does the economy in Mexico. Our friends south of the border eked out a 0.1% increase in the fourth quarter, bringing estimated growth for last year to 3.1%. That's according to preliminary figures published by Mexico's National Statistics Institute. Some other economic findings tell us that inflation declined in Mexico to 4.66% by the end of last year. Domestic interest rates remain high at 11.5%. High rates at home and abroad have increased the cost of servicing Mexico's debt. But of course, Speaking about debt, how about some positive domestic news? For those of you considering buying a home just as we head into the home buying season, Freddie Mac tells us the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell to 6.63% from 6.69% just last week. A year ago, the average rate was 6.09%. Borrowing costs on 15-year fixed mortgage rates, popular with homeowners refinancing their home loans, also fell this week, pulling the average rate down to 5.94% from 5.96% last year. A year ago, it averaged 5.14%. And the cost of financing a home has been mostly easing in the weeks since the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 7.79%, the highest level since late 2000. Once again, Elon Musk is rattling investors. Recently, the brilliant yet erratic founder of Tesla has said he wants to move the Delaware-registered company to register in Texas. Why? Well, at the center of this is money, big money. Recently, a Delaware judge voided Musk's $56 billion compensation package, and Mr. Musk is dealing with it by asking his shareholders what should happen next. That next was a move to Texas. But there is a but. The move could reinforce the image of Musk as a mercurial chief executive acting on yet another whim while shying away from improving Tesla's corporate governance. And that is not good news for investors. Speaking of investors today put the central bank in the rearview mirror and came back to bullish activity on Wall Street. Following the worst sell-off in months, the Dow climbed by 369 points to close at 38,519. The NASDAQ picked up 197 points to finish the trade at 15,361, and the S&P 500 added 60 points to close at 4906. Meanwhile, at news time, West Texas Intermediate crude fell by nearly $2 to close out at $73.87 a barrel. By the way, the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 3.867%. And finally, there is this, and this is about the fall of self-checkout. It would seem that what stores want to do is sell more stuff, but it's getting harder and harder to do that because of long lines of consumers waiting to check out, their stuff. Not to mention an uptick in theft. Get this, 39% of all thefts within grocery stores occur at self-checkout, and that is according to data from loss prevention platform Aurora, which based its information on 2.5 million transactions across 10,000 stores. The average self-checkout theft costs a store $120 or 1 8-hour shift of a cashier, making $15 an hour. Now we're seeing Target, Kroger, Walmart, and others reinstate checkout lanes and abandoning self-checkout. The reason? It's pretty simple. You can't make a profit on stolen goods, and there's much less theft at manned checkout stations. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable evening as we broadcast from our site here in Orlando, Florida, at the National Cattlemen Beef Association meeting. Have yourself a good night. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.